Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends on the East Coast joining us through DCNowRadio.com. And then we welcome those joining us through BlogTalkRadio.com, whether through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a very special treat for you guys this afternoon. We have Larry Dunn joining us live. He is a member of the group, of course, Earth, Wind, and Fire, but so much more than that. Larry is a true musician. He's someone who definitely loves the craft, and it's not just because of the millions of albums that he's been able to sell. He's going to be here to talk to us not only about how the journey began for him with Earth, Wind, and Fire, but also new music that he's producing as well. We also are going to listen to a new single called Reasons here on our program, so we're looking forward to that. Larry, welcome to Conversations Live. We're glad you could be with us.
Hey, Cyrus, how you doing?
Doing really good, man. Thank you so much for taking out the time to be with us. You know, your career is really one of those that so many people who are in the entertainment industry would love to have. I mentioned, of course, the millions of albums you've sold. I mean, the award nominations, the wins. And then, of course, you know, just being recognized as being a part of one of the greatest groups ever. When you look at how this journey began for you, Larry, when did you first know that you had that love for music that you wanted to share?
Oh, I was a young kid, you know. Actually, my father played upright bass, piano, and guitar. And my mother was Italian, my father was black. And my Italian side of the family would always, on the weekends, you know, they'd sing the traditional Italian songs, what have you. And my father taught me Blueberry Hill by a American great, Fats Domino. A lot of people probably don't even remember that name, but one of the fathers of rock and roll, the blues, and what have you, R&B. And I learned that at about 4 or 5 years old. We had a raggedy old upright in the living room. So I learned that. So that was, I was actually beaten on that thing when I was about 2. And I think he saw my interest and my love for the act. So he kind of took me aside and showed me some stuff. By the time I was in 4th grade, I started playing guitar and faked my way through stage band and different stuff. I was playing all the Beatles music and Ray Charles, what have you. In 6th grade, I got an organ, and I used to take the turntable and slow it down from 33 and a third speed to 16, which was like half, and I would learn those jazz riffs by the great Jimmy Smith. So I it was always in me, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Larry, that brings up a really good question, then. Since you obviously had this love of music and it was nurtured for you at a young age, do you think that's what helped you to appreciate the craft? Because I think a lot of times you don't always have musicians that actually appreciate the craft of music, especially creating good music. Do you think that upbringing actually helped you to gain that appreciation?
Oh, absolutely. You know, a lot of times we talk about the young people that are coming up, and it's really terrible that they've removed a lot of the music programs and what have you from the schools. You know, when you talk to some of the young, well, that's not just young people. You talk to some people, and it's like, why do you want to do this? Well, I want the women. I want the money. I want the bling bling. I want to be famous. And the thing is, you know, most of the people that I grew up with, me and Philip, and or Philip and I, and my bass player, Hilliard, that was with, I met Hilliard when I was 11 years old in Denver. And I actually didn't meet Philip till I was 13. Philip was 15. But when we started doing music, we were so young that, you know, 4 or 5 years old, you're not really thinking about women. And we didn't know anything about bling bling. We didn't even realize you got paid for this. So, like I tell people, if you're going to do whatever you're going to do, that doesn't matter if it's music, whatever you choose, do it for the love of it, for real.
Yeah.
You know, and then cherish it, develop it, work hard at it, and all those other things, you know, will follow.
Right. So Larry, then, you know, to go from having that appreciation, as you said, you weren't doing it for the material things, but when those material things began to come and when the fame and the recognition began to come, was it easy for you to adapt to that and to get used to it?
It absolutely was, because, you know what, I was doing it for so long tell people, I said, you know what, sometimes when you're really dedicated to something and you keep beating away at it, God allows us a little glimpse of our destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I kind of knew. And then when I came out here when I was 17, actually I just turned 18 to play with the fire, I just knew that the fire was going to be exceptional because,
right.
you know, all the musicians were exceptional. And you know, Maurice had the first two albums on Warner Brothers when he had the older brothers from Chicago that were there. And it was kind of just falling into place. And, you know, you go back to your hometown and if you, girl, he's still the same.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you're down south. They just regular people. I said, right. You know, because I say as well, you know, God does not have any more love for a Michael Jackson or a Beyonce or Alicia Keys or Adele or whoever mm-hmm. than he does for the woman who's living in the street in the box with her five children.
Right.
Now, everybody's got a talent, and I believe that. And if you develop it and you put a smile on people's face and you help people with it, I know that God Almighty smiles upon that. But if God is not tripping on you, then why are you tripping on you? You know, because basically we're all the same.
Right, right. You know, I think that is a great thing for us to think about for all of us, no matter what we might do in life, making sure that our motive is pure. And if the motive is pure, the rest of it is going to come. I think that's a great point. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or through DCNowRadio.com or even BlogTalkRadio.com, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Larry Dunn. Many of you have gotten to know him from the group Earth, Wind, and Fire, but he's so much more than just a member of a group. He's an individual, as he's just been sharing here with us, is actually in love with music. It's something that was nurtured in him at a very young age, and he's been able now to share that with the world in many different platforms. And Larry, you do something that not all recording artists do, especially those that have gotten to a place of respect, is that you have been able to work with other artists. What has that been like for you to see the generations that are coming up after you that you helped to influence?
It's just a very humbling and wonderful experience. Like I said, the way we grew up, man, I tell people all the time, there was one prereq to being a member of a band. You had to play your booty off. They didn't care if you were short or tall, fat or skinny, black or white, dark or light, whatever. You had to be able to play.
Yeah.
And so doing that, you know, by the time I got with Earth, Wind & Fire at 18, and I always had so much energy. I'd be in there with Maurice, you know, just working and working. I'm like, Reese, I've got more. There's more where that came in. He's like, Larry, you did great. Thank you. I said, okay. So, you know, with my antsy booty, I mean, then a couple of weeks later, I would be in the studio producing Lenny White or Ramsey Lewis, Stanley Turrentine, Ronnie Laws. Worked with, you know, so many wonderful artists, Stanley Turrentine, Level 42, Diane Reeves, D.D. Bridgewater, George Duke, and it's just, you know, it's just a great thing because it's like food, and I do mm-hmm. love to cook. It's like food, you know, it's like there's so many different great things to taste, and it's the same thing when you work with so many talented and wonderful musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, each one brings something different to the table,
right.
And the great thing is when you know, work with great people, and, you know, most of the time, it is the greats that are normally, usually always just so nice and humble because, again, like I said earlier, they realize that it's a gift and they take time to develop it and help, and that's what it's about, giving. You know, art is about giving.
I tell you, that's a great way to look at it, and I love the cooking reference. I mean, especially for us listening in the South, I mean, who of us don't like to cook? And that's, you know, that's one of those things I think when you have a passion for something, you just have to do it. Again, everyone, Larry Dunn is our guest. Larry, we're going to take a quick 90-second break. When we come back, you mentioned, of course, being with Earth, Wind, and Fire at the age of 18. I'm going to ask you, for those who may not know, how the group actually, how you got to be a part of the group, what that was like for you as an experience, and also for you being able to do your own solo projects. We're also going to be listening to the single Reasons when we come back as well. So I want you to stay with us, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Again, you're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM through our friends on the East Coast through DCNowRadio.com and also through BlogTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back in 90 seconds. Stay with us.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alerts, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-877-653-8844. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-877-653-8844. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-877-653-8844. That's 1-877-653-8844.
Attention Conversation Live listeners. Are you looking for a fun and exciting way to strike up an intimate conversation with your lover? If so, the Sex Bucket List is for you. With a page to personalize, your very own happy face stamper, and over 600 sextivities to stamp off before you kick the bucket, you'll soon discover a sexual side of yourselves that you never knew existed. Find us at thesexbucketlist.com. Make sure to like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening, and as always, get busy getting dizzy.
And we're back with Conversations Live, and our conversation with Larry Dunn. Many of you have gotten to know him, of course, from Earth, Wind, and Fire, but he has been sharing with us in this conversation really how music has always been a part of his life, something that began very early. Larry, you shared with us before the break that it was at the age of 18, of course, that you were with Earth, Wind, and Fire. How did that all come about? How did you become a part of the group?
Well, like I said, I met Philip in Denver when I was 13 and he was 15. But even before that, I met my bass player that has been with me forever, Hilliard Wilson. I met Hilliard when I was 11, and he was, I guess, 13. Because him and Phil were the same age. And then when I met Philip, I was 13, and Philip was 15. And so Hilliard and I had a band that was known around Denver as doing the best instrumentals. We used to do stuff like Hugh Masekela's instrumental version of Grazing in the Grass and, you know, just all kind of great music. And then Philip had a band that had three great singers. And so we took the three singers and merged them with our band, and it became the Mellow Moods, the Mellow Mystics, some different stuff. And, man, we were young kids. I was the youngest one in there. But we were, one time we rented tuxedos. We rented a beautiful hall. We had these three sisters with us, and they did the Supremes, and Philip and them did the Temptations. We had a little cat that did James Brown. And people would come through there. Guys like the Whispers would come through Denver, and they were like, who are these young kids? Because for us, it was not no joke. I mean, they thought we were professional. Well, we were. And actually, my mom, God rest her soul, by the time I was 15, she allowed me to play 21 and over nightclubs 7 nights a week because she knew that was, you know, that was in me. And so actually, so one of the bands that Philip and I had actually ended up opening the show for Maurice and them when they had the older Earth, Wind, and Fire. And they had two albums out on Warner Brothers at that time. And so we opened up the show with our band, and later on that evening, Verdeen and Maurice came down to the little nightclub that Phil and I were playing at, and they checked us out. Shortly after that, all of the guys in Earth, Wind, and Fire quit on Maurice and Verdeen. And they were out here in L.A. and all the other cats, I guess, went back to Chicago. And our band disbanded. Philip had come out to Los Angeles, and he was a musical director for a gospel group called the Stovall Sisters. So anyway, as fate would have it, they, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Maurice had to find a new band, and they went through tons of musicians, blah, blah, blah. So Philip came back to Denver, and I was playing with a little bar band, Sammy Mayfield, great guitar player. And we actually opened the show for the group War at Manual High School. Mm-hmm. And I did like a 10-minute Hammond B3 organ solo just by myself. And I guess Philip went to the phone. There was no cell phones then. And dropped some coins in there and called Maurice and said, hey, I think we got the guy. He can really play. And, you know, he's young, but he's really a nice guy. Doesn't have a lot of experience. And I told Philip later, I said, don't be telling people that. I've been playing since I was 2 years old. But, you know, I learned both of their albums by ear. I did read. You know, I took some classical when I was a kid, and I played baritone horn, and I played guitar and bass, and violin was a disaster. But, you know, I learned those by ear, and I flew out. Verdeen picked me up. We went up to the house. I played some couple of their tunes, and I played a little bit of Herbie Hancock, Maiden Voyage. And we looked at each other, and as they say, the rest was history.
Right.
That was 1971.
Wow.
Wow, 1971.
Yeah, you know, and still to this day in 2012, people are still listening and loving your music. And so you were a part of something so much bigger than you at the time. And then, of course, to be able to be a soundtrack to so many lives, what has that been like for you, to know that so many people have been impacted by music that you have had a hand in?
Well, it's surreal, you know. And, you know, a lot of people listening may not know, some probably do. You know, some of the major players have not been in Earth, Wind & Fire since 1983.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Al McKay left in about 81, and then that's when Verdeen and I brought Roland Bautista back in. And those of you who don't know, unfortunately, Roland passed away about 2 months ago. But we brought him back, and we did a couple more albums, you know, and did that last tour with the original members back in 82.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember, you know, being like very young, 19, and we started, you know, going everywhere. There was no limousines, there was no catered food. There was, you know, we'd fly to the East Coast, we'd rent 3 station wagons, and we'd drive from Philly to Washington, Washington to New York, and you're in the hotel at night, and you praying to God that when the gig is over, because, you know, TV is gone, and, you know, and there's no catering, so, and all the restaurants in North Carolina is closed. So you're just praying to God that there might be a Snickers bar in the machine, and you deal with that.
Right.
But, just going around like that, and then I remember playing one night and looking, you know, because I was always in the back with my keyboard. And I just remember looking at Verdeen and Philip and Maurice Katz up in the front. I was like, man, this is some serious sugar honey iced tea. And it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't because I was in it.
Right.
I knew. I mean, this was some life-changing, last long time music.
Right.
You know, I could say now, grown. Say, what kind of music you say you're out? I says grown folks music.
Exactly.
But you know, it's music. Like I said, I believe that music is here to edify, to uplift, and to, you know, to comfort, to soothe, to edify.
Yeah.
And for the people who say, "Man, I love Earth, Wind & Fire," I say this: me too.
Right.
Because, like
right.
I said, you know, just sitting on stage and all, when Don Myrick and the Phoenix, you know, the horn players came in, that was such a boost, you know. It was just a great, great journey.
It's a great journey, and the world is able to take along with you, Larry, and that is the great thing about it. Larry, what we're going to do is listen to your single Reasons. When we come back from that, I'm going to ask you, what advice do you give for aspiring artists out there today who are coming up through the ranks? We're going to talk about that and also let our listeners know how to stay in contact with you and what's coming up next with you as well, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, again, we're speaking to Larry Dunn. He really needs no introduction. Many of you have gotten to know him from Earth, Wind, and Fire, but he's so much more than that. He's an individual who is truly passionate about the craft of music. He's someone who, as you've heard here, he's studied it, he knows it, he lives it, and now he's able to share it with the world the way that he has. We're now able to share some of it with you as well. This single is Reasons. We'll be right back. Dunn, of course, with Reasons here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM, DCNowRadio.com, as well as through BlogTalkRadio.com. We actually are speaking to the man, the legend, right here on our program, and we've been talking to him really about this whole conversation of his life, what it's been like for him to grow up around music, to have that appreciation for music, and now, of course, to be recognized for that music that he's been able to produce. Larry, for our listeners to be able to stay in contact with you, where's the best place for them to stay in contact? I know you have a Facebook fan page as well, but where else would you like for them to go?
Yeah, the Facebook, and Larry Dunn Facebook, Louisa Dunn Facebook, and then, of course, we've got a really nice site, LarryDunnMusic.com. You got to put that music in there because some foolio is squatting on my name, which is crazy. But at any rate, Larry Dunn, U-N-N with two N's, LarryDunnMusic.com. And the new CD, the Larry Dunn Orchestra, Into the Journey. And my wife worked real close with me on that, producing and writing and singing. And she came up with that. Instead of just writing the word into, we put it like an equation, the letter N, the number 2, the journey. So it's Into the Journey, and it is currently available as we speak at iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, and our management, Jay King, is currently, we're working to update the site a little bit more interactive so that eventually, hopefully within the next week or two, people will be able to go directly to LarryDunnMusic.com and click on the PayPal link, and it will be delivered to their door. So that's going to be wonderful, great use of technology.
Exactly, and technology has definitely helped many generations, Larry, to be able to stay in contact with you and to continue to fall in love with your music. Again, LarryDunnMusic.com is the place to go, and as you said, the Facebook fan page, you'll find out a lot of great information about him there. Larry, I ask you for our final question. Again, I do thank you for taking out this time to be with us, but the final question I have, I'm always trying to look for advice, and not only for myself, but also for aspiring artists out there who are looking to become better at their craft and also to be taken more seriously, I think, for their craft. One thing that can be said about you is that you are taken seriously when it comes to music. What advice do you give to aspiring artists out there and those who are up and coming about how they should treat the craft?
Well, it's like, the first thing I would say, like my grandmother always told me, she said, whatever you do in life, put God first. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to, like, again, whatever craft you want to do, you know, why do you want to do it? Ask yourself in the beginning, why do you want to do it? You know, I want money, I want to be rich, I want the girls, I want the bling and all. That's well and fine. But, you know, if you end up doing something that you really don't enjoy doing, then you may have the money, you may have the women, you may have the bling, but you may also be miserable. So, first of all, you know, figure out what you really want to do and put your, like Jay King said, do it for the love of it and give it all your heart. You know, do your absolute best. And always keep, do it with integrity. Do it with integrity and enjoy giving and not so much always taking, you know.
Well, I don't think it gets any simpler than that. And I think, as you said, I totally agree, putting God first is really the key to all of it. And I think that's one of the things that people will look at when it comes to your career, Larry, and say that's how you've been able to stay relevant for so long. It's by having your priorities set. Again, Larry Dunn, everyone, go to his website at www.LarryDunnMusic.com to keep in contact with him and also to get the new project. Larry, it really has been an honor, man, for you to grace
oh,
us.
Oh, mine, mine. Okay,
so
can I say so the people know? Cause
yeah,
you, like
sure.
I said, I don't know if a lot of people knew, but, you know, I haven't been with the Fire since 83,
mm-hmm.
and but I sat in with them at the Consumer Electronics Show January 6, 2011, and we had a great, you know, hooking up again, and me and Philip talked, and they had their management call and say, we'd love if Larry would play on our new single. And so I did. It was Guiding Lights, and it went viral, and apparently people are loving it. And even Philip said, Larry, after you played, it sounded like Earth, Wind, and Fire. I was like, hey, praise God. Anyway, we had a couple of dinner meetings and hooked up, and they called me in to help them produce and write and play on their new CD project, which is supposed to be coming out September 22nd, called Earth, Wind, and Fire. Now, Then, and Forever.
Wow. Wow.
And I did a lot of work on this. We're still I'm on my way to a session right now to work on some of the stuff that they're doing, and I think the people will be pleasantly surprised.
All right. Well, we will definitely be looking forward to that Earth Fire And you know, it, I think, again, timeless music, and that's one of the great things about it. It will always be there. And, Larry, thank you so much for taking out this time, and safe travels to you as well.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. God bless you all. God bless you and your family.
All right. Thank you. And same to you, man. Again, Larry Dunn, everyone, I mean, just a really not only a gracious individual, but someone who, once again, is really in love with the craft and really, really knows music. And I think that's one thing that people all over the world know about him and respect about him. Again, stay in contact with him at LarryDunnMusic.com. You can also get the new album from there. And then also make sure you visit his Facebook fan page as well on Facebook. So make sure you tune in there. If you came in late for our program, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 10 minutes after we go off the air by going to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure to take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.